My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Sunny Mood is a feel-good formula that can help lift your spirits when you're feeling down. This innovative product supplies a broad spectrum of phytonutrients and essential minerals to target mood and emotional health. Mood Enhancement. Sunny Mood supports a positive mental state to promote feelings of happiness and well-being. Plus, it features a powerful rhodiola extract that is standardized to a minimum of 3% rosaphins and 1% salidricides. Emerging research has demonstrated rhodiola's mood-elevating and brain-energizing effects. Emotional balance. Sunny Mood supports emotional stability and calmness. Combining adaptogenic botanicals, soothing nerve relaxants, and harmonizing nutrients such as L-theanine, this multifaceted formula can help you maintain mental balance during times of heightened emotional stress. Sunny Mood is designed for overall mental health and is ideally suited for individuals with temporary depressed mood, occasional anxiety, emotional reactivity, temporary stress-related exhaustion, and mental fatigue. Sunny Mood can be used daily for health maintenance or as needed to balance the mind and emotions. Sunny Mood from Irwin Naturals. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids.
All right, there we are. We are back, and everything is awesome. Today, we're going to be talking about colloidal silver, like I mentioned. And remember, the Silver Biotics colloidal silver line of products is available every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know that Stay Healthy is open today? Even though it's Veterans Day, they're there. They want to make sure that they're there to take care of everybody. And, of course, it is that sickly time of the year, and a lot of people are not working today. So it's a great day to go in to Stay Healthy, pick up your stuff, and maybe have a little one-on-one time. And maybe you're already heading down that unhealthy road, you know, because we're heading into the crazy holiday spiral, and this is when people do tend to kind of slip and fall and fall apart. But they'll be there today to make sure that they can answer all your questions, and of course, all the colloidal silver products will be available today at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas Valley. They are also in their fourth decade, so they've been around. So longevity, well, longevity is definitely on their side. So take the time to go to Stay healthy, become part of the Stay Healthy family. Make them your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Give them a thumbs up on Facebook and connect with them. And, of course, visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. This is the place where you can actually print a coupon to use in the store. You can listen to my podcast there, and you can even do a bunch of research and investigation on your good health. And, of course, you can leave your email address and start getting newsletters. Well, today, like I mentioned, Dr. Sally Bird is here. Sally is an author, a board-certified traditional naturopath, extremely traditional, which means that she's been around like I have for a long time, so she has a vast amount of knowledge, and it is such a blessing that she's out there educating across the country. She's also a licensed body worker and a master teacher within the Institute of Human Individuality, spearheaded by Dr. Pierre Diadamo. She's got 37 years of experience. She's amassed a wealth of knowledge in the field of nutrition and living well. She's also an amazing lecturer, speaker, and guest, I have to tell you, because this much knowledge is so hard to come by. But she just has a conversation, and you walk away and you say, wow, feels like I was sitting down in the living room with a friend, but I happened to learn a whole bunch while we were doing that. I guarantee you that's what will happen every time she's here on my show. Sally is involved in the education and sales for American Biotech Labs, the world's leading silver company who specialize in safe immune system maintenance. Her career has spanned the gamut from supplement formulation and education with Dr. Titus Vanessa, a well-respected clinical researcher in the field of anti-aging, to sales and education for the Hanes Celestial Company, personal care division and sales, training formulation for Tree of Life. Oh, my goodness. And as well, a founding partner with the Progressive Health Strategies in North Carolina, a wellness center since 1997. She's personally committed to inspiring positive dietary changes in people's lifestyles through their seminars, media appearances, industry events, and consumer interactions. And if you follow her on Facebook, you will definitely see that she's all over the place. And she is talking to people, changing people's lives, and making them healthier and better for meeting her and getting great information. So I want to introduce you to someone who I am a huge fan of, and she's a great guest on my show, Dr. Sally Bird. Hey, Sally.
Good morning, Dr. Jeffrey. It's a pleasure to be back, and happy Veterans Day to all of those who are listening.
I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Every single year around this time, you know, we all chat and we talk about flu and cold season, and, you know, and colloidal silver starts to come into people's lives in one way or another, even like in the nose, or we're taking it internally or using it topically. And, you know, we start doing it because of things like flu and cold season and all that, even though all year long we are candidates. And I kind of relate it to kind of like taking electrolytes. People take electrolytes in the summer because that's the time when they feel the heat. So they start using it in their beverages. And then after the end of the summer, they're like, you know, I feel good. I'm going to stay on this. And I think the same thing happens with silver. We may start it during flu and cold season, but once we see the difference in our life, in our health, in our well-being, we don't want to give it up when flu and cold season goes away.
No, we don't, because pesky allergies and things like mold and yeast could creep up any time of the year into our diets and with those we love, and even in our homes and in our travel.
I think once people understand a little bit more about colloidal silver, we fought so many battles in this industry, and a lot of times we end up having to defend things that have been around a long time. And I kind of get on my soapbox with this because, you know, if you watch TV, you see all these class action lawsuits against medications and pharmaceutical drugs and procedures and mesh treatments and breathing machines and all these kind of things that have come out of the pharmaceutical community and these class action lawsuits. And you never see anyone defending it. They're just teaching people how to fight against it. And here we have our industry, and we have fought so many battles defending things that were not new, that have been around sometimes for decades and centuries and forever and ever and ever. And we had to fight really hard to defend something that's been around a long time. And then yet people will accept something that's only been around for a decade as the only way of going. And we have really, we fought a lot over the last couple of years and the last couple of decades that you and I have been in the industry. And I'm glad we have, but I wish we didn't have to. And I wish that the last resort would be the medical side and the first choice would be the natural way.
Yes, we would all love that to be correct in that order, natural first. However, that's not always what happens in most people's lives. So that's why radio programs like this and constant education for all types of products and historical, traditional, and current advances on old things need to be continually communicated to the public. Because the bottom line is, it's up to us, right? It's up to your listeners. And they have choices. So when they know they have choices, hopefully they will go in the right direction.
I think that sometimes when I think about colloidal silver, I think about the little bit of knowledge that was available to me when I first started. And there just wasn't a lot there, or it wasn't available. And the people that were trying to educate me on it were themselves not very educated. So they came at it from kind of a negative way rather than a true understanding. And I had to do a lot of research myself. I'm so happy that I did, because I've been using colloidal silver for a very, very long time. And I've made it kind of a crucial part of my daily regimen. For very many, many reasons, but for the one reason, just because of everything that I've saw that it's done with me and with the people and animals around me, you know, I wouldn't want to be without it. But it was one of those things where had I not pushed back a little bit, I might have gone along with that mentality and never really experienced all the benefits of this great product.
And aren't you glad you did?
Yes, right? Very, very glad. Very, very glad. That's for darn sure.
So, all of us are happy we know about silver biotics. It's changed so many people's lives and just enhanced so many others. Really, the bottom line is increased recovery rates no matter what you're exposed to. That's also really, really important. So having the general knowledge of a product for our overall immune system day by day, and also should our immune system get attacked with an onslaught of food poisoning to environmental issues like mold or fire, smoke, toxic water, whatever it could be, the increased recovery rate is also something we have to look at. How's our body going to respond in a stressful situation that is not, of course, designated in a healthy manner? So shock, elevated cortisol, from increased trauma to anything, having a better recovery rate, because our bodies are so strong and so adaptable, they just need the right tools to get, to get in a better, healthier state.
Now, the one thing that I think a lot of people really need to focus on is getting an understanding. So if you would do me a favor, for my new listeners now, they're sitting there thinking, okay, well, this sounds really good. What is this colloidal silver? Maybe a little bit of a background to bring us up to date?
Sure. Colloidal silver has been around really for centuries, and it has been used in many different cultures as almost a health aspect as their medicine. However, instead of administering it just in a liquid like we have on natural product store shelves, it was used in their food. It was used in their water systems. For instance, the most relevant one that I can think of right offhand is the aqueducts. If you ever visit Italy or Greece or any of the Mediterranean areas, they used to line aqueducts, right? They were the major center for water in a village, with silver so that the silver would not be contaminated going into the town wells or wherever they would get their water from. So it was already being used as an antimicrobial back in ancient times. And then silver was used in the bubonic plague in Europe for all types of illnesses. It was used in silverware. Real silverware has a silver ion in it, and it was used among the wealthy so that they would be healthier. And the peasants were eating off what? Wooden spoons and forks or whatever mm-hmm. they were getting their hands on. And however, over time, the silver that was used was pure silver nitrate, and it would tint the skin of those who would eat off this sterling silver every single day. That is not the case in silver biotics. Fast forward even into America and the expansion into Australia and even into Africa, silver was used in kegs of water to prevent bacteria from growing. And even in the country of India, if you think back, rural, third world country, silver has been used for centuries to coat fish. Mm-hmm. It's been used in their water supply, and they even use flaked silver in some desserts that they still eat to this day, and they coat fennel seeds with silver as a digestive aid to reduce inflammation, helps people get sick. Fennel's also a wonderful digestive product, so they combine the two, and they're kind of cool if you ever go into an Indian restaurant. And even to this day, that's a popular food item. Fast forward into starting in the 20th century with the evolution of cameras, refrigerators, air conditioning and everything, silver is used in a lot of environmental industries also as a protection agent, as a filter for all types of bacteria. The most common one would be in a water filter. So it would filter out bacteria, viruses, and things like that from getting into your drinking water. Fast forward into the 21st century, where we now have a safer alternative that doesn't turn your skin color, this bluish-gray color called argyria. It's a safer silver. It's more effective. There's no buildup ever in your body, and that's FDA cleared. It's more bioavailability, and it's stable. And there is tons of research on it, over 425 studies and 54 patents. And it's a very unique technology that has been developed to make silver safe for everyday use and to improve its effectiveness. So it's been a fascinating journey of how silver has evolved into a ready-to-drink, ready-to-put on your skin in a cream, a lotion. You can brush your teeth with it. You can do anything with it. And that's what silver biotics is.
You know, the thing about the silver is I equate it to kind of like putting a protective bubble around the body. And the one thing, we can control a lot of things in our life. We can control what we eat. We control our activity and our inactivity. We can control the way we decompress from stress and sleep and all that. But what we cannot control is, number one, the germs and things that we come in contact with, and the bombarding of our body from germs and viruses and bacteria and fungus and all these things that, you know, are coming at us no matter what we try to do. You cannot dodge them. All we can do is find a way to be able to deal with them, you know, more accordingly and more in a positive manner. So we're coming out the other side in a healthier way. And I just would not think of trying to, first of all, this time of the year when your immune system naturally weakens and then our diets kind of get off course and the stress level is higher, I can't imagine, you know, leaving my house and walking outside my door without having that protective bubble in me, on me.
Exactly. And look at all, even as you were mentioning, the environmental impact, all of the food recalls that don't go away, right? There's always a new one every single week. And this is just mm-hmm. basic immune support, right? So,
you know, the other thing is, a lot of people say, well, how come it's not in a tablet? And I told him, I said, let's say that you're not the kind of person that's going to take some liquid and put it in liquid and stuff, which I think is crazy because you can add it to anything. So that's when I start to tout your lozenges. And I say, well, you know, there is a lozenge And you'll get the benefit of, for things like sore throats and things like that. But it's also just another wonderful delivery system. And I think people get excited with that. And they're like, well, if I'm already using the liquid, can I use the lozenges too? And I'm like, yes, I've got one in my mouth right now. And I love the taste of them because the Manuka honey is in there. And I was overwhelmed and set back when I found out that there was a teaspoon of silver in every single lozenge. Now, to me, that's incredible formulation.
It sure is. And I want to explain why it's not in a tablet first. Yes, the lozenges are terrific, and Dr. Jeffrey and I both have one in our mouth right now. We love them. The silver works in a hydration form, which is why the colloidal term comes into play. Colloidal means suspended in a liquid. So if you were to dry the silver and try to put it in a tablet, it would be smaller than the head of a nail, for instance. It's a very, very tiny bit of amount, similar to a homeopathic type of delivery. It will not work as well unless it's in a liquid medium, number one. And number two, it's too small to put in a tablet. You would have more fillers than silver. The way that's effective in a lozenge is because there's liquids used in the lozenge. So it can be embedded in the honey, which is in a liquid state. And that's why it works in a candy-like application, is because it's a hard candy and there is liquid. It'll work in the honey. It's a better delivery system, if that makes sense.
You know, when I first started using the lozenges, you know, I never leave my house. Like I said, I do my teeth in the morning and I brush my teeth and floss my teeth and do all that weird routine. And then I take my silver in the morning and then I like to swish and gargle and swallow my silver at night. But when I leave, I try to leave with some of the lozenges in my pocket because I feel that sometimes you're out, you're talking, you're in the middle of a really germ-filled environment, or it's cold, or you're in a situation where you're just around a lot of people. Or if you're like me and you have friends in the hospital or you visit hospice and things like that, I feel like if I put one of those in my mouth, it's kind of like I'm getting another friendly dose of the silver as a protector for me. And I think that's why I like using them so much. It's peace of mind for
yes.
me, too.
It is fantastic, especially if anybody does hospital work or any type of senior living environment where you may not be able to carry around a bottle of silver, but having a lozenge in your purse or your pocket is practical and it's wise.
You know, and I don't know how you got the taste so good because, you know, most lozenges that we use today start tasting really good when you put them in your mouth and then you get to the center and you're kind of like, oh, God, get me through this. And some people spit out their lozenges or they chew them really fast. But I mean, sometimes, you know, the great ingredients of the lozenge is in the middle of the center, and that's sometimes where that not so friendly taste comes about. But you found a way to kind of, you know, disperse it all through the lozenge, and right down to the very end when it's disappearing on your tongue, you still enjoy the flavor. That's not the norm.
That's because it's infused into the Manuka honey because it's in a liquidy state, and then it's hardened, and there is a 4-gram sugar count to these lozenges, but that's how we can do this in this liquid model. Then they also add organic peppermint oil to also ease and for soothing, which is why, but it's not overbearing. It's just a small amount, so it actually soothes your vocal cords and soothes your esophagus all the way down to your stomach, and it's weaved throughout the entire lozenge. It's just not a center or just an external coating.
Somebody just wanted to know about children and the lozenges. How do you feel about that?
I think it's a fantastic idea, as long as the child is old enough to have a lozenge in their mouth. You know, it's not advisable for one or two-year-old, but any other age, it sounds great.
I have a mom that has three kids, and you know, they love the taste of them. So, you know, when she picks them up, you know, if they're going out, like in the winter, they go skiing. In the summer, they go hiking. And, you know, they're outside. She says, every time we go somewhere and we go to an event or we're traveling, She goes, I always make sure they've got a couple in their pocket, and the kids know to take them when they want to, and they take them during the day. And she says, it's been great. She goes, knock on wood, my kids don't get sick. She goes, and they have good diets and they eat well, but she goes, I can't rely on that. So I have to make sure we got plenty of good stuff running in our body as well. And I just thought it was a great mentality.
Yes, a very, very wise mom. Very smart.
Somebody just chimed in and they said, is there a wrong way to use colloidal silver? Good question.
That's a great question. Well, the cool thing about silver biotics, and I'll answer it this way, we only have one negative, and that's salt. However, if the silver gets heated up, it still stays in solution, which means it'll work. If you freeze it, it will still stay in solution. Because silver biotics is in a plastic container, it's BPA-free peat packaging, which helps to stabilize this molecule so it will never be leached into the plastic and it can't fall out of the water that it's embedded in. So that means it will have full strength no matter if it's heated or cooled. However, if you were to use it in a neti pot, say you had a stuffed up nose or a lung issue, you wanted to put it in a neti pot with salt, thinking that, wow, the two will be great, Himalayan pink salt with silver. The salt will neutralize the activity of the silver, so it will be worthless. So what we advise people to do if you are going to be putting salt in your water throughout the day, or you're going to be using things, whether it's a foot bath, a neti pot, whatever, just wait about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then you can put the salt or the silver, whatever your order of routine is. So that's really the only negative, is that salt is the kryptonite of the product.
Now,
that's why it's not in glass, Dr. Jeffrey.
That's what I thought.
It can't be in glass, because there's silica in glass. And this, there's actually a paper, the first few years that American Biotech Labs was putting silver in a glass bottle, it was not as effective. It didn't have the shelf life. They didn't know. They just thought, wow, everybody packs in glass, we might as well do the same thing. But then Dr. Rustin Roy at Penn State said, your product starts the frequency, it's not as strong after a few months. However, in BPA-free plastic, the frequency will last for years, and it doesn't even move. It stays exactly the same as the day it was bottled. There is a 3-year stamped dating track on the bottle. However, back in the lab, we've got 16 years where the frequency has not moved, as long as we keep it in BPA-free plastic.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because I remember at the very beginning, you know, we always reached out for glass, you know. Isn't it amazing that we never stop learning?
We never stop learning. We would have never known. And this man, Dr. Rustin Roy, who's now moved on in life, he's a very prominent researcher from Penn State who had won all types of prizes internationally and things like that. And we are very thankful that he discovered the difference between glass versus plastic.
You know, another question. You know, a lot of people use the products topically, and I don't think there's a wrong way to use that either. I mean, I've used the full liquid inside my ears and my eyes and my mouth. I've used it everywhere on the body. Now that we have the gel, it just seems like it kind of stays in place a little bit better. And, you know, so on sores and wounds and scratches and scrapes and rashes and hives and blemishes and sores. I mean, boy, that's a long list, you know, of things you can use the gel. I think the gel just stays in place a little bit longer. I have a friend that just had major stomach surgery, and the incision was like 6 inches long, and she's a really, really out-of-control diabetic. And they finally got her sugar stabilized, and it's an endocrine thing in her body because her diet is perfect. And the doctor was really worried about the healing, and she says, I got this. So while she was in the hospital recovering, they kept her there for an extra 2 weeks with the sugar. She was using the gel on the incision. And the doctor came in and he goes, what are you doing? And she goes, look at this. And he was like, oh my goodness. He said, wow. And she said, this is my colloidal silver gel. She says, I told you I had this. He couldn't believe it. I mean, he could not believe it. He thought it would be 3 to 4 weeks before they could even get close to taking some of the clamps and things off. And at the end of 2 weeks, they took off the little clamps. The stitches were out, and she was healing beautifully. And he said, I've never seen anything like it because your system is so crazy because of your endocrine system. He said, it takes her so long to heal. So she used this on a sore in the bottom of her foot, which healed really, really well. And, you know, he learned something, and I get he brought one of his doctor friends in on the floor there to see the incision. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yes, that is an amazing. If more diabetics and people who do have to go to the hospital for surgeries would take their silver gel with them, their silver biotic silver gel with them, there are numerous studies having to do with recovery and allowing the body to heal on its own because it's killing the yeast or sugar in diabetic skin, right? And it's getting rid of the pathogenic activity of viruses and bacteria. So the body can start healing on its own. And that's really what it does. And because it's odorless, tasteless, it's not greasy and can literally go inside a wound anywhere on the body. It's safe, it's effective, and it can be used for children, pregnant women. Right after delivery is another wonderful way to use it. And your friend was very smart to start using it on the incision right away. The faster you use it, the quicker you're going to have a positive result.
You know, I have to tell you, I have a friend and her grandchild and her daughter came to visit them, and the newborn was having a major problem with cradle cap. Mm-hmm. And the doctor recommended some things to use on there, and it just wasn't working, and it was actually getting a little irritated. So she said, she called me up, and I said, let the pediatrician know that you're going to be using it. So she decided that they would dab the liquid all over the scalp, and then they would mix a little bit of the silver with just a little touch of coconut oil. And then they would rub the gel and the coconut all over the scalp and just leave it on there. She said, Jeff, 4 days. 4 days. 4 days. She goes, it was completely gone. And she goes, and now what we're doing is just using some coconut oil, and the skin is nice and soft and supple, and the redness is gone. She said, 4 days. I could not get over it. I've never seen anything work so fast. So her daughter, who's a nurse, a pediatric nurse, you know, started, you know, she'll be going back home. She says, I will be telling many, many women about this for their newborns if it pops up.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow. That is just fantastic. What a smart, smart mom. Because cradle cap, it can be really awful to look at, and it's very itchy, right? Mm-hmm. So what the silver's doing is it is actually reducing the itching because it's going right after. Usually it's a yeast issue. It can be mold. It's mostly a yeast issue, right. A candida yeast issue from the mom coming onto the baby's scalp. And it could be a form of, you know, like eczema. They call it cradle cap, but it can be a form like of eczema. So when you do that, you are killing the pathogen and then re-moisturizing the skin. So it's a perfect combo what this mom did.
Well, you know, actually it was grandma who gets the kudos, but mom will be the one passing it on, which I thought was quite cool. So,
wow.
You know, so grandma's been listening for a long time, so I'm sure she's heard you and put two and two together. So,
well, good for her, because mm-hmm. the worst thing you can do is scratch at the cradle cap.
Yeah.
Or use a fingernail or anything, because it's just going to hurt the skin and going to be painful.
Another question just came in. It says, I do a lot of work where I'm in a laboratory and I wear latex gloves on my hands. sometimes 6, 7, 8 hours a day. When at the end of the day, when I get home, I wash my hands. I have to use lotions because my hands are very dry and they crack at the fingernail corners and in between my fingers. My friend suggested that I put colloidal silver gel on my hands and work it into those areas and then maybe wear a white cotton glove over them at night. I haven't started this yet, but I'm listening to your show and I'm wondering, what does your guest think about this?
Okay, that is, I am sorry that you're having these issues with your hands. It's very common with people that work in research and tech and in hospitals and whatnot. Number one question, do you have a sensitivity to the latex? If you do, you may want to try using the silver gel on your hands first before you put the glove on.
Oh, yeah.
Because that will at least stop the itching. And I don't know if you're experiencing itching or cracking during the day. And because there's no film on it, it's not going to interfere with the glove. It's not going to cause any thickness or grease. Then, and that can be done maybe twice a day because you've got kind of a 4 hour, max 5 hour window with the gel as a protective. Think of it as an invisible bandage against pathogens. So you've got this invisible film on your hand that you can put into the glove. Then when you get home, if you need more moisture, there is a healing cream, the Silver Biotics Healing Cream. That's a little bit thicker, and it was designed for people that work in a hospital that have to wash their hands a lot. So it will just coat your hands longer and will last all 8 hours while you sleep. And you won't even have to put it underneath a cotton glove. You can just be exposed. And it will sink in. It's very thick. It will sink in. If you don't want to go the cream way, yes, you could use the gel under a cotton glove. It's really your choice.
Question just came in, and I like to address these right as they come in. It says, I have the driest lips in the world. I have used every single thing that you can think of on this planet on my lips. I have bags and bags of balms and crazy things. I'm listening to you for the first time. I'm brand new to your show, and I found you where I can text you. Hopefully you'll get this during the show. Can I use this silver gel on my lips? I've tried everything else. I'm wondering.
Yes, the silver gel, it's a great question. The silver gel will sink in quickly. It can be used anywhere inside or outside of the body. And yes, you can try it on your lips. Now, if the lips are still a little bit dry, we make, the company makes a CBD cream that's super moisturizing. And you may want to put a drop of that over the silver gel if you're still cracking. Because there's so much hemp oil in it, it will even moisturize more.
Ooh.
If the cracking is related to a bacterial infection or a food sensitivity or something like that, the silver gel should address it. But if you need more moisture, I would put a little drop of the CBD cream because it's the creamiest cream that we make over your lips.
I wouldn't have thought of that. That makes good sense because the oil. So
now,
you could...
I want to ask your listener, or Jeffrey, maybe you can type, if there is any redness, like some people, you see their lips, they've got like a red ring around their lips. What we've been finding out is coconut oil is great on the external part of your body, but if someone is on a special diet and they're ingesting coconut oil, like a vegan diet or something like that, we have been seeing rings of redness around people's mouths, and it's linked to an overabundance of, they're ingesting too much coconut oil, and okay. Their system is just too much because it's in so many foods now.
You know, she said no to the coconut oil, but she does have, but they're red on the lip.
Okay, then start with the silver gel, and let's see how that works.
Another question just came in. My ears, on the backside of my ears, I had skin cancers removed, and they still are having a hard time healing. My doctor said to use Neosporin. I'm wondering if this silver could be a suggestion.
Thank you for writing into this show to stay healthy, because the silver gel, please try that first. there have many, many doctors are using it for all types of skin issues, including whatever you can possibly think of, anything that causes redness to the skin, whether it's burned off, scraped off, or surgically removed. The issue with the Neosporin is many of the medical doctors know that if used more than a few times, it can actually kill healthy cellular activity, which is not what you want. So first choice would be the Silverbiotic Silver Gel. You can liberally put it on as much as you want. Usually two or three times a day is fine for the first week, and then maybe after that, just once or twice a day should do it.
Another question. Bottoms of my feet are extremely cracked. I do go in for pedicures, and I get them done. I soak my feet. I pumice. But the bottoms of my feet and my heels are ridiculously very, very dry. Would that CBD cream with silver you just talked about be good for my heels?
Yes. It sounds wonderful, and then you might need a consultation with Dr. Jeffrey because he may ask you about a vitamin D ingestion and your B vitamins too. It may be also a nutritional lacking a nutrient support that you might have to do on your other supplements. But yes, it's a very creamy cream, and it's in a small tube, so you can just dab it on. A little goes a long way.
Another question, fingertips. Boy, a lot of people have dryness. I get cracks on my fingertips. Would either of those creams or the gel work on fingertip cracks?
Yes. I highly recommend if the cracks are not bleeding, you can use the healing cream or the CBD cream. If it's bleeding, use the gel first to close it slightly then apply the cream.
Perfect. And I know we already reiterated this, but I've had two people chime in. Maybe they only heard half of it. Can I take it every day internally and use it spottingly around my body topically?
Yes, you can. Daily consumption is what works the best.
Here's a good one. It says, my kid has a tendency to scratch the side of her face when she's sleeping. Can't quite figure out what it is. My doctor told her to wear socks on her hands at night. It has been better, but she has some irritation on her right cheek. Would I use the gel or would I use the cream? Good question.
Great question. Because the gel has less ingredients, it doesn't have the coconut and the hyaluronic acid in it, would start with the gel first, especially for a baby. It's less things, you know, that could possibly irritate. So the silver gel by itself is what I would recommend that you start with. If the skin remains dry, it could be another nutritional deficiency that you may have to increase oil inside the baby's diet or move on to maybe a little bit of the CBD cream or the healing cream. But you probably just need to dab it on. They're not going to need that much because their skin already has so much collagen and usually moisture in it. So silver gel first for the baby.
Now, okay, here's another one. This is kind of interesting. It says, I had permanent makeup done around my eyes and permanent makeup done around my lips. The one around my lips has been fine. My left eye is fine, but my right eye seems to still have some redness in it. Now, I know it's only been 2 weeks. If I wanted to put something around my eye, would I use the gel or dab the liquid?
Great question. If you don't want to touch it, you could actually spray the liquid right on the eye, and it can go in the eye. If you're working and have to be out in the public during the day, if you use the gel, you could use that at night because sometimes it makes your eyelashes stick just because it's jelly, right? But you could use it. You just would dab a little bit on your pinky finger and just gently dab it around any of the redness or swelling areas a few times a day. If you put the gel and or the liquid in the refrigerator, it will work faster to bring the swelling and redness down. So it's really your choice. You can spray the liquid on or gently use a little bit of the gel, whatever is convenient for you.
I like it. This is a good one. It says, Jeff, I have talked to you before. For many years, I've taken a lot of things internally to keep my immune system strong. I work in Cubicleville, which means my entire floor is nothing but a bunch of 8x8 cubicle kind of little workspaces where one person coughs on the far side of the building, the germs go and land in everybody's cubicle. Since I started the colloidal silver and I suck on 2 or 3 lozenges during the day, I don't get sick. Everybody around me gets sick, and as much as I tell them what to use, they don't do it, and then they're out getting sick. So I just want you to know it's made a difference, because I was always the one in the room that got sick first.
Wow, what a testimony. What a smart listener you have. What he might want to do is go to Stay Healthy, buy a couple bags of lozenges, and charge a buck a lozenge for all of his colleagues in the office.
You know, the thing is, you know, I don't know whether people come on board with things out of desperation, frustration, or being sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, it doesn't matter why they come on board with something more and more alternative or more complementary. But, you know, it's sometimes for some of us, we're a little stubborn. It takes a little while for us to, you know, finally step up to the plate and realize we need some help.
Well, if the gentleman who was getting sick is not sick, highly recommend that they start paying attention.
Yeah, well, one quick question. How are the lozenges being received around the country?
Excellent. Mm-hmm. They're doing very well. People love something sweet in their mouth, and it's convenient. So
yeah.
The lozenges are being very well.
And the other thing is, do you still see I don't want to say an uphill battle, but do you still see a lot of people as you travel, and you travel more than anybody I know, in different parts of the country that some people are hearing about this still for the very first time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's constant. It is constant education. There are still folks. I was at a trade show last week, and it was an aesthetic show, and the major question is, am I going to turn blue from the silver? That's always the number one question. They don't understand silver. They think all the silver is the same. Well, it's not. Only Silver Biotics has the FDA clearances. So it's important for us to keep educating, training, and always have a few extra samples for people around us at all times.
Well, my friend, I want to thank you for being here today on this Veterans Day holiday, and I hope your upcoming Thanksgiving will be wonderful, and I will definitely chat with you one more time before the year's end, and then we start all over and do it again.
Oh, boy. That's great.
Have a great day. Be well.
Thanks so much, Dr. Jeffrey. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Dr. Sally Bird, representing Silver Biotics. You want to make sure you check out all the great products from Silver Biotics at Stay Healthy. Great prices on the silver every single day, as they have on all of their great products throughout the store. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. They have great longevity. One thing they do have also is a great selection of amazing people that can work with you. They're so knowledgeable and so passionate about what they do, and you get such great information, and they help to take out the confusion and also the misinformation that's running around crazy. And I think that that's something that we need to focus on. We need to start thinking about getting great information, getting the right answers, being more of a priority for ourselves, choosing wisely, and, you know, not cutting corners on something as important as our health. Because there is nothing more important. You know, I had a conversation. I just want to tell you real quick and leave you with this. I have a very good friend. She's very, very hardworking, works really, really hard. Her career is her life, and she's amassed a fortune, but she does not take care of herself. And everything is about work, and everything is about, you know, money and finances. And that's just kind of her personality, but she's still the most wonderful person I've ever met in my life. And she knows I'm talking about her today. So about 6 months ago, she started getting ill, and I told her, I said, you've got to get in, you've got to get checked, you've got to do this. She said, no, I don't. She goes, I've got to work, I've got deadlines, I've got this. Well, she ended up flat on her back 5 months ago with cancer, and the doctor told her it was her stressed out lifestyle, but it was only stage one. It was barely stage one, and they removed it, and she's got a clear bill and didn't have to do radiation and chemotherapy. And you know what it did, though? It let her see up front and personal the fear and everything else that comes with it when you lose something that we've taken for granted for such a very, very long time. And I don't want anybody to have to go through that. I just want people to realize that a little bit more attention and focus on yourself and your health would be an absolutely amazing thing to do. And she's completely different now. She's changed her diet. She's going to the gym. She's cut her workload way back. She focuses on herself. She's learned how to meditate. It was a complete metamorphosis. You know, she went in as a caterpillar, came out as a beautiful monarch butterfly. And I guarantee you she will not let go because she learned the importance of being healthy and prioritizing your health. Go to Stay Healthy. They're open today, regular hours, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to like them on Facebook and go to their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. And, of course, leave your email address to start getting newsletters. I hope everybody has a great holiday today. I hope you do something fun, do something enjoyable, and then also sit back and reflect on what this holiday is all about and give thanks where it is due. Have a great day, everyone. Be well, be healthy, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.